On March 7th, we're all invited to join the El Paso Museum of Art for a lively afternoon of talks revolving around three generations of Latinx artists, Rufino Tamayo, Celia Alvarez Muñoz, and Adrian Esparza, with artworks currently on view at the museum. The talks will be held in English with live Spanish interpretation available through provided headsets and is free and open to the public. Here to tell us all about it are artist Celia Alvarez Muñoz and Dr. Kate Green from the El Paso Museum of Art. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks for having us, Marina.
Yes, thank you very much.
So how did you cook this up, Kate Green? Because I have a feeling you have everything to do with this.
I could have. It's possible.
Just
it's
a
possible.
Little something
Just
to do
a little
with
something.
It.
Well, you know, Marina, I think like many things at the museum, it really began organically. We noticed that we did have these three generations of really important, what we now call Latinx artists on view, with this major painting by Rufino Tamayo. It's incredible. Lovers of Mexican modernism are familiar with Tamayo. If you're not, he was an artist, a Mexican-born artist who did, like Diego Rivera, one of his colleagues, did quite a bit of work in the U.S. and really had a strong influence on what was happening in the U.S. And in fact, side note is that there's a major exhibition exploring this in New York City right now at the Whitney Museum, that connection. Yeah, Celia, it's really exciting. Celia, have you seen it?
No, but I've read about it and seen all the posts.
It's amazing. So thinking about Tamayo and really wanting, this is a work that's on loan to the museum, and we were thinking of wanting to dig deeper into it for our community, which is so familiar with Tamayo.
Yeah, it's kind of second
nature.
Right?
We all know the name, but we really wanted to offer our audiences an opportunity to go deeper. And so that brought us to Dr. Carmen Ramos, who is a scholar of Tamayo, and she's the chief curator at the Smithsonian American Art Museum, but also the curator of Latinx artists. And she's someone who I've been thinking about for a while of wanting to bring here because she has one
it's
foot.
Kind of a natural
it's
fit.
It's a natural fit, right? She has one foot in history, one foot in the more contemporary. And she's really thinking deeply also about that idea of what Latinx art is and what it is for an American art museum to collect it. Mm. So I'm not going to talk too much about that because that's really going to be one of the things that she delves
that's
into.
That's for her to talk to us
exactly.
About.
So we're thinking about Tamayo, thinking about Dr. Ramos, thinking about Celia's major installation on view at the museum right now, Postales, part of a larger body of work that, you know, such an important artist, Celia, you are, and from El Paso. And we are so fortunate to have one part of this major project in our collection. So, and noticing how visitors have been reacting to it and really, again, wanting to dig deeper. So that was natural. Wanting to figure out a way to bring Celia here was also something I've been thinking a lot about. And then likewise with a kind of current generation of Latinx artist, Adrian Esparza, who did a site-specific installation for the museum that is, like Celia's, one of the biggest hits in our contemporary galleries. Mm-hmm. And we also wanted to have a chance to go deeper. So it really came together organically once we kind of looked at these three things that I was interested in, or three works I was interested in giving our audiences a way to go deeper to. I realized the connections were really clear. Yeah, they're just really ripe. Thrilled to bring Dr. Ramos here to talk about Tamayo's work and a major exhibition she did on Tamayo, but also how she's thinking about the idea of Latinx and American. This is a conversation that Carmen and I have had quite a bit recently of what does American art even mean today? Does it denote an artist who is born here? Could it be a Mexican-American? Could it be a naturalized citizen? Could it be someone who's just spending time here? So those were some of the things Carmen and I have been talking about that she's going to delve into, how she's dealing with them at the Smithsonian American Art Museum. And then we're going to be so fortunate to have Celia give us a talk on the many decades of her work. Postales, this installation we have on view, is one part in such a long and influential career. And then those two will be joined by Adrian and myself to have a panel discussion about what these kinds of moments mean. What does it mean for Celia to be of one generation of Latinx artists and Adrian to be another? How does that relate to their work?
So Celia, when you hear Kate talk about your work and kind of the context of it all, what does it make you think?
Well, I think that history and events are made of special moments. And unknowingly, or maybe she did know that this major museum traveling exhibition that connects art historically Mexico with American art, you know, is very timely.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, the reconfiguration of the exhibition space, you know, to be in, of this moment as well, is just thrilling. I'm just delighted that the museum has my piece. I'm delighted to go back to my hometown that I love, that I've never left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I left it, but it never left me.
When did you leave El Paso, Celia?
Oh, back in 69, we moved away for good. But my parents remained, and I still have a sister and a couple of cousins there in El Paso. So it has been, you know, back and forth, as a lot of people that leave it, you know, and have still remnants there or have their heart in El Paso. You know, it's always great to return. But this is a golden moment, I think, mm-hmm. that Kate has gathered us together to discuss, to discover as well, or to contest, to reexamine this history.
And then what do you say, Celia, as a working, do you like Latina? Do you like Latinx? I mean, how do you feel about that term? Because I know people have opinions.
Well, I think it's really funny that we still haven't figured it out.
Right?
You know? And it's desperately, I mean, I've been trying to explain that since I started my
Your whole career, probably, right?
Or since I was a student there. There in the Cotton Memorial, where I used to sneak in through the
We're here right now.
Window.
Just so you know, we're talking at you from Cotton Memorial.
Great, yes. Oh, no. Many, many late hours and Saturdays and Sundays when we weren't supposed to be there. Since I was a lab assistant for Dr. Massey, those of us that were real serious and wanted to work after hours, we got in there.
Made it happen.
Yeah.
Along those lines, what do you tell to emerging artists now? Because, you know, our community currently is full of a ton of emerging Latinx artists, and I think you're going to meet a lot of them when you're here. What kind of words of wisdom do you have for them?
Well, you know, every semester there's hundreds of them that graduate, you know, and it's highly competitive. And you have to be sincere about your mission. And being young, being so young, you know, you still don't know exactly who you are and how to define yourself or how to define your production. So my advice to them is to be very honest. I think Scorsese put it really nicely to, you know, the film director. He said, do what you know.
Mm-hmm.
Go after what you know. Try and explain what you know.
I think writers say that too. Write what you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
it's such
right.
The simplest advice, but it's true.
Yeah.
And it's heavy. I mean, it's deceptively simple.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And I think that thinking about that, make what you know, write about what you know, do what you know, be creative with what you know, really is the kind of foundation of this question of what Latinx art is and what these three generations are. You know, what formed Tamayo? Is it useful to consider him a Latinx artist today? From, you know, that wasn't a word that was even used. Is that useful for us? Similar with Celia, that's not a word, of course, that was used when you were thinking about who you were as an artist. But how does it relate? How does the term relate to the realities of you exploring who you are? And I think what's really interesting about the three works that will be discussed on March 7th, Tamayo, Celia's, and Adrian's, is that each really do delve into who and what culturally this space, this place, this person is. And I think what runs through all three is this kind of the bicultural realities of being Latinx, whether one is born in the U.S. or Mexico. That is a kind of grounding aspect to the work, to figuring out, and I suppose is in the background of coming to understand who one is through the work.
Right. Plus, and also inviting the new dialogues,
mm-hmm.
you know, because right now what's very timely too is examining and allowing and exploring what politically and socially is being allowed to surface. That was hidden before is being allowed to be expressed. And a lot of artists are exploring that. You know, it might be one of the first times in history where it's really out in the open. And this, it's real exciting time.
Well, tell us the details, because we're about to wrap this up. And I think folks will be really interested to talk Tamayo, Celia Alvarez Munoz, and Adriana Esparza. Give us the details.
Yes,
please.
This is not to be missed. So please, I hope everyone will take this opportunity to come on March 7th. It's a free afternoon program of talks followed by a reception and a chance to meet the artists and the scholar and curator, Dr. Ramos, to meet them in person and talk about the works on view in the gallery. So the event begins, the talks begin with Dr. Ramos of the Smithsonian American Art Museum, deputy chief curator and curator of Latinx art there. We begin with a talk by her at 2 p.m. on March 7th, followed by the privilege of hearing Celia Alvarez Munoz share her many decades of work, including the work on view at ETMA. And then Celia and Dr. Ramos will be joined on stage by artist Adrian Esparza from El Paso and myself for a roundtable discussion of some of these questions that we've been talking about today about Latinx art and what it means and what it means to be American today. And we will have live Spanish translation available. So this is a fully bilingual. All those speaking regardless of language are welcome and encouraged to come. And all the talks will be followed by a reception. And again, it's free to all. All are welcome. Please don't miss this incredible opportunity.
Today, my guests have been artist Celia Alvarez Munoz and Dr. Kate Green. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thanks, Marina.
Oh, thank you, Marina. Thank you, Kate.